ArtsWave is working with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company to produce a version of The Tempest in Washington Park this next Sunday, September 9th. And here to share the details are Rebecca Brommels. She's Director of Communications with ArtsWave, and Brian Isaac Phillips, very familiar to our audiences, who's with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Festival. Welcome to you both.
Thanks so much for having
us. Thanks for having us.
This sounds like a great project and great fun. How many years, Brian, have you been presenting free Shakespeare in Cincinnati parks?
Oh, I believe we're on our sixth or seventh season by now, yeah. This is probably the largest scale that we've done it on, this upcoming production, but it started a few years ago, and it moves from a variety of different venues, from very small parks to much larger areas, such as Season Good and Washington Park as well. But yeah, it's been growing in popularity and success over the last few years as well.
Tell us a little bit about Shakespeare's The Tempest.
The Tempest is Shakespeare's final romance, might be his last play. Some people think it's Two Noble Kinsmen, some people think it's Tempest. But it is the story of Prospero and his daughter Miranda, who are exiled on this island where they were sent years and years ago by Prospero's evil brother. And that evil brother happens to be passing by on a ship with all of the royalty of Milan, and Prospero sets a magical storm into motion to topple the boat and bring all of these people onto the island with him and attempt to exact his revenge. And he does it with the help of a magical sprite named Ariel and monster of the island named Caliban.
And there's got to be a romance in there.
Absolutely. There's romance, there's conspiracy, and there's drunk clowns. So it's got a little bit of everything that makes Shakespeare great.
Everyone needs a magician friend, it sounds like. Make things happen for them.
That's actually funny. The actor playing Prospero, Sam Rabinowitz, is a magician as well. So we're trying to utilize some of that in the production.
Exciting. Rebecca, how is ArtsWave getting involved? And tell us about this connection.
For the last three Septembers in the fall, ArtsWave has helped to sponsor a really large public art event, and that's included the splash dance in Fountain Square, the paint the street activity. Last year, we got some people together to sing with Bootsy Collins. We wanted to continue that tradition of having a free interactive arts event that would draw people downtown. When we saw Washington Park and the huge success that Washington Park has been, we really wanted to do something there. And then when I heard that my old colleagues were doing The Tempest, which is such a natural fit for the outdoors, I was like, that's it. That's perfect. We can bring people together at Shakespeare in the Park and add a little something extra that makes it an interactive experience and has the audience get involved in the world of the play.
Well, that's what I want to get to next, is this interactive part. Tell us a little bit about how folks are going to be able to be a part of the show without scaring them off.
And we don't want people to be scared off. Nobody's going to be required to get up and make a Shakespearean speech. Nobody is soloing. We wanted to do things where the audience, by collectively doing something together, could create part of the world of the play. So we're going to have hundreds of yards of fabric that audience members and volunteers can help manipulate to create the storm at sea at the top. We are going to be building some noisemakers. Kids will be able to arrive early at 6 o'clock and help make noisemakers, help make paper flowers to dress the stage and the audience. They'll have streamers that they can run around with. And then Miranda McGee, one of the ensemble members who's the education associate at Shakespeare, she's going to be sort of the mistress of ceremonies. As the audience arrives before the play begins, she'll help guide them in creating some sounds that they can make collectively as an audience. And so they become kind of the invisible army of sprites on the island that Ariel commands. We think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, what's fantastic about this is with our touring productions, we go to the parks in the summer, then we go to the schools during the school year, and they're very minimal in their production elements so that we can be flexible to perform in a variety of spaces, whether it's a park or a library or a regular performance venue. What happens here is Tempest has such a degree of spectacle that is possible because of the material that by using the audience, we're going to be able to create that spectacle in a way that you won't see with any other performance of The Tempest this summer or this coming school year. This is going to be a very unique event where the magic is made by the audience.
And those lit cell phones?
We were trying to think of another visual element we could use after dark, and you know, we've been seeing at concerts and I think even at some of the Olympic events where people used to whip out their lighters. Now they take out their cell phones, and I thought that would make for an interesting sort of sort of winking fairy lights in the dark as our revels now are ending.
Right. When Ferdinand and Miranda have sort of their wedding banquet from Prospero, I think that that's when those cell phone sprites might show up.
Oh, how fun. And then there's another element going on here, which is the video that you create each year to launch the ArtsWave campaign. So tell us a little bit. Folks may have an opportunity to be in the video.
That's right. If you're there, we'll have signs up, but we will be photographing and we will be taking video at the event. And we do use that video in a variety of ways, mostly in our ArtsWave annual campaign piece. Our ArtsWave annual campaign, as usual, kicks off in February and runs through April. And we solicit video clips from, of course, all the arts organizations that we support. So you'll see a lot of Shakespeare and the symphony and the opera and Visionaries and Voices and Elements Hip Hop for Youth. All of those go in there, but we also try to include some of these clips from our mass events that we do every fall.
And just briefly explain what ArtsWave is for those folks who may not have heard about you yet.
You may remember us as the Fine Arts Fund, and we're the oldest United Arts Fund in the country. We help support arts organizations that make our community a great place to live, the organizations that make Cincinnati amazing. We really believe that the arts bring people together and that they create lively, vibrant neighborhoods, that they help drive our economy. And so when you make your contribution to ArtsWave, that contribution goes out to almost 100 local arts organizations that are really doing the work of making this a great community to live in.
So the production of The Tempest is free. And what time do things get started on this coming Sunday?
We'll get started with music and face painting and flower making and such around about 6 o'clock. And then we will start the actual show right at 7. We do recommend that people get there early, bring blankets, bring long chairs, bring a picnic. It's a great place to picnic in the park, settle in. And we do encourage people to bring their children. It's going to be a great family event.
And we've got a parking lot there now, underground.
That's right. There's, I think, 400 parking spaces there. There's also a lot of free on-street parking on Sundays downtown, so there's lots of places to park. And the park is very well lit. If you haven't been there for an evening event in the park, it's very safe, very inviting.
Yeah, we had our other touring production of Shakespeare's Macbeth there a couple weeks ago, and I got to bring my children, and it was a really wonderful evening.
Well, I've been speaking with Brian Isaac Phillips, Artistic Director of Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, and Rebecca Brommels, who's Director of Communications for ArtsWave, about this coming Sunday's free performance of The Tempest in the newly transformed Washington Park. For more information, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.